Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Contendo is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. She's the founder and the growth expert at womenbusinessowner.com, which, as I told you earlier in the hour, is an organization that's devoted to helping women put their best foot forward in the marketplace and to start a business if that's what they want, to grow a business if they already have one, to be successful in any of those endeavors. And she's the author of The Woman's Advantage. She's the author of the new book, Leading with Care, and also The Woman's Advantage Calendar, which we're going to talk a little bit about in a little bit. And she's our good friend, Mary Contendo. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, you know, it's always great fun to be here with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Happy New Year. Mary, the calendar. Now the ladies love getting your calendar in my office when you send us that every year. They love that, and I'm sure I would love it too if I got to look at it. But they don't. They keep it to themselves.
Well, you know, Jim, I always send it to you. It's not my problem if you don't have control over your office.
Listen, what makes you think what ever gave you the idea that I would ever have control over my office? I am outnumbered here. You know, your statistics about women in the marketplace do not hold in my office. You know, I mean, I'm just the help around here, and I just do the heavy lifting. That's what they have me for, is the heavy.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. I thought you'd appreciate that, but no, they keep that calendar themselves, and I think they commiserate about it and maybe conspire against me with all this stuff. But anyway, you got the brand new calendar, the 2010 Women's Advantage Calendar is out and ready to go, right?
That's right. We've actually been selling them by the truckload.
Congratulations.
This year, Jim, we had 3,500 submissions into our website. So women from all over the country, all over the world, write in with their best short tips or advice about how to start and grow a business. And then coming out of that, we select the 365 that we think are most representative, that would have most value to women everywhere. And we pull those together, of course, into, you know, one of those blocks of paper that sits on your desk and you peel off the page every day.
It's beautiful. So, and so, you know, I'm still trying to get Mary to let me see, you're not really legal, Mary, with this calendar. Until you have at least...
I discriminate against men.
That's exactly right. I mean, you're not legal. I mean, I'm going to have to throw a flag on this one because you need... I think you need a token male voice in this calendar, and I think I'm just the guy to do that.
You think? Well, you know what? I'll consider it for next year.
Okay. Well, let me know when you want me to submit my pearls of wisdom. But tell us how we can get the calendar.
Right. So the calendar is available only through the Woman's Advantage website. That's womansadvantage.biz.
Right, without the apostrophe.
That's right, without the apostrophe.
Yeah.
And of course, Jim, that is also where women can go to submit their tips for our, already we're working on the 2011, I don't even know how to say it.
I know
2011 calendar for next year. So women can go to that website, womansadvantage.biz, and they can also, they can see the kind of ideas we're looking for, and they can submit their tips to be included in the next year's calendar, because of course the women who are included have not only their tip or advice there, but their name and their company name and their company website. All of that is printed on the calendar page. So there's a real value.
Little PR value there too, maybe. Yeah. So.
Right. Yeah.
So check that out, folks. And what's the cost?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll give your listeners a discount.
We like this.
They can get a $3 discount. So if you buy it through the website and you use the discount code ADVANTAGE, doesn't matter if it's uppercase, lowercase, whatever, the word ADVANTAGE is the promo code. If you enter that in, then you'll save $3
Thank you.
When you purchase.
Thank you for that. And guys, I recommend that you go buy one or two or three or however many and give them to the ladies in your life, and you'll make big points. Right, Mary?
Yeah, I mean, people buy them and give them to their clients and everything. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that, doing that too. That's a good idea. So okay, Mary, what are some of the things that you learned? What are some of the things that, these ladies taught you as you receive submissions for these?
You know, they're so smart, and it's amazing. One of my favorites is you get what you tolerate.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel about
in business, but in life, right? You get what you tolerate.
That's what I. That's how I feel about Washington right now.
Oh, let's not go there.
I know. But that's a dramatic point. No, that's exactly right. And so, what do you think we should learn from that comment?
I mean, it really is true. You've got to put your foot down. You've got to challenge people when they give you. Whatever they're giving you, you know, not only in your business life, in your personal life, your relationships with your employees, your customers, your spouse, even maybe. Of course, I know that doesn't apply to you and me, Jim, but other people tolerate a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, your kids, how much do you tolerate
your
kids? You know, those, and you get what you tolerate. People will, it's human nature. They will push you until they get to the point where you push back,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll stop. So you tolerate.
And then the one that goes with that is sometimes you have a chance to fight. Sometimes you have a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight.
Oh, I've never heard that. That's
so
a good one.
You have to pick. Well, see, I told you I'd be good at this for you guys. But I've got a million of these. But seriously, you get what you tolerate. But you also have to learn how to pick your battles, don't you?
Oh, exactly. That's so important. You know, you pick the right battles. What's the other one? You can win the battle but lose the war.
Exactly.
You don't want to do that either, right?
Yeah, exactly. So what are some of the others that you got from the calendar?
You know, a favorite recent one that just came up last week was blackberries grow. Children grow up, but blackberries don't. Spend more time with your child than your blackberry this week.
Okay. All right. So, as a farm boy, I was thinking the fruit, but not you. But you know, I had a blackberry until two months ago. I don't know why I didn't think about that. That's a good point. The children grow up, but your phone or your Facebook or your Twitter account doesn't, right, Mary?
Right, exactly.
Yep, that's a good point. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Mary Contendo after these messages. We're going to talk a little bit about leading with care, too, after these messages. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you'll find my website where you can go and ask questions and get answers and listen to past interviews that I've conducted with our hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members, almost a couple of thousand now, including our good friend Mary Contendo, who's with us right now. And you can read articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, many by Mary. And, of course, you can subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there. Lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Mary, your website is womansadvantage.biz.
.biz. Right, womansadvantage.biz.
And that's woman's like singular possessive, but without the apostrophe. And the calendar, where they can find the calendar. Tell us about that.
Right. And they can, of course, find the calendar. All my products are on that website. So I've
right
got,
there.
You know,
same
audio
place.
CDs and
womansadvantage.biz and B-I-Z. And then find the calendar there. And if they put in advantage in the code, they get a $3 discount on the calendar,
that's
right?
Exactly right.
All right.
Exactly
so one right. more. Give us another thing that you learned from the calendar. Then I want to talk about the new book.
Yeah. Well, another one of my favorites is delegate. And mean it. Delegate and mean it. So many people.
Is it hard for women to mean? Is it hard for women to mean what they say, or to follow through and be.
A lot of people, managers of small businesses, you know, I think a lot of people delegate things to employees or delegate things to their kids or delegate things to whomever. And then if those people are not doing it exactly the way
perfect
that you would do it, you pull it back from
it. Has to be perfect, doesn't it?
Right. And here's the thing, Jim. I always felt, you know, people are going to do things differently than the way I do them. 50% of the time, they may not have as good a result as I would have. 50% of the time, they're going to have a better result than I would have had.
Yeah.
So just delegate and get the heck out of the way.
Well, and the thing is what you think is not perfect, it actually might be because you're wrong, and the way you think it should be done isn't as good as theirs. It's just that it doesn't look like the way you want it to do. But see, here's one that I would submit to your calendar. If I were allowed to be part of your calendar, Mary, I would say seek excellence, not perfection.
Yeah, that's great. And there's another one that is excellence is. No, perfection is the enemy of done.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
No question. So now you got a new. Now, and by the way, folks, this is the 2010 Woman's Advantage Calendar. It's a daily tearaway, right?
That's exactly right.
A daily tearaway sits on your desk, and buy more than one, you're going to want to give them away. And then don't forget the discount, Mary. What about the new book now? Leading with Care is coming out when?
Oh, actually, it's out already, Jim. It came out last September.
Okay.
And we're doing great. I'm just, you know how it goes. I'm schlepping all over the country.
The only reason I said that was I only still have the advanced uncorrected proof.
Oh,
I don't have the new...
And I know that's your cue for me to send you a new book, I will do immediately.
I don't have my new inscribed copy.
Well, you know, it will be winging its way towards you this afternoon.
It better be. So let's talk about that. What have you learned in Leading with Care? What did you learn?
Oh, my gosh. Just I learned so much. First of all, I learned some of the statistics, which to me just blew me away. I knew that women we had always done more than our share, of course, you know. But do you know, Jim, that women do 66% of the world's work, but earn only 10% of the world's income. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And of course now, that's heavily skewed by the third world countries.
That's exactly right.
Where women do 90% of the work and get 2% of the pay.
Right.
Or no pay.
Right. So Leading with Care really does. Focus on what's happening in some of these developing countries.
Mm-hmm.
But you know me, I'm always singing the praises of successful women rather than saying, oh, woe is me, things
right.
are so bad,
right.
you know, getting frustrated.
Thinking of yourself like a victim is not going to help.
Exactly. So I'm always on the lookout for women who are successful, and those are the stories I love to tell. Not only how did she get to be successful, but, you know, why is she that way, what did she overcome, and what lessons can we learn from her? So I sought out women from developing countries who have done amazing things with almost nothing. I mean, starting from nothing and have built businesses. You know, there's a woman in Niger who started with 5 cents a week. She saved 5 cents a week. And before long, she had a little bit, built up this little business, did this. Now she has a business that employs people in her village, and I mean, she still is a very poor woman, but she didn't sit in the corner and say, oh, life is terrible. She saved her 5 cents a week and built her business, now employs people. And
I read something this weekend. Someone said, I've forgotten who said this, it's not what you've done that shows your character, it's what you've overcome.
That's right.
And that's all. Give us the website again, Mary.
Yeah. So actually, the Leading with Care website for that book is leadingwithcare.org.
.org. And then womansadvantage.biz. Check that out, folks, for the calendar. Mary, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okie doke, Jim.
Mary Contando, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I promise. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. But it ain't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.